Welcome to this new course. My name is Peter Tyler, and I'm delighted to share the experience, the teaching, the learning, and the wisdom from the group of people we call the Spanish Mystics. And I've called this course the Spanish Mystics Ecstasy and Communion. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a little journey to 16th century Spain. And in this first talk, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the context of this wonderful period. It's often called the Golden Century, the Siglo d'Oro. And then after that, we're going to have two more presentations. One, and they're really going to concentrate on two of the greatest of the Spanish mystics. One is Teresa of Avila, known to many of you, and the other is John of the Cross, perhaps a little bit more mysterious, but certainly well worth studying. But before we look at their teachings, I wanted to spend a little time talking about the context of the Spanish mystics. The past is another country. They do things differently there. And this is very much the case of 16th century Spain. For the historians amongst you, we're talking about the period from about the middle of the 15th century, so from about the 1450s to the end of the 16th century. The English poet W.H. Auden, in his poem Spain, wrote of that arid square, that fragment nipped off from hot Africa, soldered so crudely to Europe. And when he was writing a review of John of the Cross's books in the 1950s, he entitled his review, "An Odd Ball in an Odd Country at an Odd Time." Now, perhaps Auden was being a little bit facetious there, but there is anotherness to Spain. Spain is the exceptional case with regard to Europe. And part of this arises from the unique history of the country with respect to the rest of the continent. Shortly after the revelations of the Prophet Muhammad and the beginning of Islam in 711, a combined force of Arabs and Berbers from the Maghreb crossed the Straits of Gibraltar and defeated the last Christian Visigothic kings of Spain. The invading forces quickly captured Seville, Cordoba, and Toledo. And by 714, much of the north of Spain had been occupied. The new government of Spain promised freedom of worship to both Jews and Christians, although as people of the book, they would have to pay a tax for this. And combined with the unpopularity of the former Visigothic kings, the two groups quickly established themselves in an atmosphere of reconciliation. By 1085, the so-called Christian Reconquest of Muslim Spain reached a significant turning point when the ancient capital of Toledo was retaken by Alfonso VI. The king, like his fellow Muslim viziers, respected the rights of his co-religionists in the city, laid the foundations for a great school of translators to arise in the city under the later king Alfonso X, El Sabio, or the Wise. This school of translators at Toledo set a template for exchange of learning and wisdom that carried on right into the early modern period. The final period of the Muslim government of Spain ended in 1492, when the small kingdom of Granada in the south of Spain fell to the monarchs we know as Los Reyes Católicos, the Catholic monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabella, in 1492.